Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to everybody. As Shavuos approaches, I'd like to take a look at a minug, a very popular minug, and a very appropriate minug, of course, for Shavuos, Chag Matan Torah Seinu, when we commemorate and celebrate the receiving of the Torah, and that is the well-known minug to stay up all evening, the night of Shavuos, Leila Shavuos, to be Ne'orim Kol Halayla, to be awake and to learn Torah the entire evening. If you're looking for the source of the minug, you're going to have a very hard time finding it, because it's not found in Shas, it's not found in the Bavli, not in the Yerushalmi, not in Midrashim, and certainly not in the Rishonim, not in the Tur, not in the Beis Yosef, not in the Rambam, not in the Shulchan Aruch, not in the Rambam, not in the Lavush, and none of the classic codes of Jewish law, not in the early codes, not in the later codes, not in the Rishonim, not in the Bavli, not in Shas, will you find anything about this minhag. Why is it then that this minhag has become so well supported, and why is this the minhag indeed that really defines the Yom Tov of Shavuos? Of course, Shavuos doesn't have any mitzvahs, and thus it's referred to in the Torah as atzeres, because the only mitzvahs asei d'orais on Shavuos is to be atzor, to be atzurim mimamlacha, not to do any iser malacha on Shavuos. We don't have any particular maisa mitzvahs, and for that reason, the Yom Tov of Shavuos is not really referred to explicitly in Parshas Emor, which is the parsha where all of the mitzvahs are referred to. Pesach, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. But Shavuos is missing mitzvahs. It doesn't have any particular mitzvahs, and thus minhagim play a stronger role on Shavuos, and therefore the minhag to stay up all evening and to learn is the minhag that I would like to address and take a look at this afternoon. Indeed, if you're looking for the makor, it's actually in Parshas Emor, but it's a Zohar. And the Zohar in Parshas Emor, Daf Tzarihei Amar Aleph, writes as follows. Chasida Kadmoi. The early Chasidim lo havu naimi b'hai laila, v'havi loin b'araisa. The early Chasidim would not sleep the entire evening of Shavuos, and the entire evening they would engage in araisa in Torah study. Rabbi Shimon, of course, Rabbi Shimon Merichai, Hachi Amar, said as follows. B'shaita the miskanchi chavroi. At the moment that everybody would gather together by him, all his friends would learn, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his colleagues would learn by him on Leil HaShavuos, he would say, Nesi Lesakna Tachshite Kala, let us go and arise and dress and adorn the Kala, the Torah, with jewelry. Began the Tishtana Lemacher B'Tachshitoi Legabe Malka de Kayos, because tomorrow will be the day of Kabbalah Satorah. We're going to go to the king, to the melech, and adorn the Torah with all of its jewelry. Thus, we need to be prepared properly. Kidikayois, we have to give to the Torah properly the same way that we would want to be prepared for an unbelievable event, for an important meeting. And if the Yom Tov of Shavuos and Vav Sivan celebrates Kabbalah Satorah, the right thing, the appropriate thing to do is to be prepared, and the best way to prepare for Torah and acceptance of the Torah, Kabbalah Satorah, is by Torah itself. Indeed, the Zohar writes this in Parshas Emor, it's also found in the Hakdama to the Zohar, and therefore it seems, from a historical context, from the time of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, all the way till the times of the Arizal, and the Talmud of the Arizal, Rav Chaim Vital, that this was a minhag that was limited for Talmidei Chachamim, for Tzadikim, for Chassidim, like the Zohar itself says. The Lashon, the Zohar, Chassida Kadmoi. The Chassidim, this is something that they would engage in. Rabbi Shimon Hach Yomer B'Shaita Niskanshi Chavroi. It was Rabbi Shimon V'Chaverav. And indeed, if you look in the Kisvi Arizal and Reb Chaim Vital, they also refer to this minig of Tikkun Leil Shavuos, staying up Leil Shavuos and learning Torah, being prepared for the Torah. But it was dafka for the Bnei Torah, for the scholars, for the tzaddikim, for the chassidim, the likes of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Not only that, in the Sefer Pardes Elazar to Shavuos, in his discussion on Minhagei Leil Shavuos, he also notes that many of the great mikubalim, chassidim, tzaddikim, gedolim throughout the ages, those who were from the school of the Kabbalah, of the Arizal, Reb Chaim Vital, and the like, were very much opposed to balabatim and to regular unlearned scholars staying up all night to study Torah, because this was something that was unique and specific for chassidoi, for tzaddikoi, for the Talmidei Chachamim, for Shim Bar Yochai v'Chaverav. Indeed, there were even gedolim who went as far as to say that it's inappropriate to stay up all Leil Shavuos because of bittul Simchas Yom Tov. Simchas Yom Tov, chatzi l'Hashem, chatzi l'Chem, and almost more so on Shavuos when we paskin that kulu l'Chem, that the whole Yom Tov of Shavuos is because Yom Shenitzna b'Torah, and therefore it should be joyous and happy, and we should be full of l'Chem and enjoying and engaging the Simcha of the day with Achil and Shtiyah. And if you stay up all night, you're going to be tired and you're going to be kvetchy and you're going to be unable to enjoy the Simcha of Yom Tov, certainly the next day. And in the Gullus for 2 days, and therefore it's not something that should be done. However, very clearly, this is something that changed throughout the Doros. And several generations later, the Shlach HaKadosh writes, Misach HaShavuos, a Ner Mitzvah, that it changed. Balayla hahu shel chag haShavuos, writes the Shlach HaKadosh, Yorid hashein mikol mishir tzeledabek b'kedusha. A person shouldn't sleep. V'yasok b'Torah kol halayl, and should engage in Torah study the entire evening. V'aminag ezeh nispashet b'chol eretz Yisrael b'chol malchus, says the Shlach HaKadosh, that the minag to engage and to learn and not to be sleeping the entire evening of Leil HaShavuos has picked up and has gained popularity, both in Eretz Yisrael b'chol malchus. Kulam ke'echad agdolim v'yaraktan. From the great, from the scholars, to the tzaddikim, the chassidim, talmidei chachamim, to the ketanim, to the simple folk. V'chein kimu v'kiblu aleim alzaram, and this is something that continued for posterity and continued to be developed. But not only is this found in the Shlach HaKadosh, but the Chok Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Reisha, the Mamre Mordechai, both in Siman Tov Tzadi Dal and Hilchos Shavuos, write the same thing, that this has become a common custom, a popular custom, an appropriate custom, and it's something that should be done, it's something that should be followed. However, it became even stronger and more popular, as the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shavuos Siman Tov Tzadi Dal, it refers to these words of the Zohar, and the Zohar, more than that, he explains the Zohar and the reason for staying up, al pi nigla. Not only does the Magen Avraham refer to the Zohar, but the Mishnah Berurah also in Siman Tov Tzadi Dal Tzivkat Anal refers to the Magen Avraham and writes as follows: Isa b'Zohar shechassidam rishon hayne'urim kol halayla voskim b'Torah. In the Zohar it says that the chassidim rishon, the early pious Jews, they would stay up the entire evening of Shavuos and be osik b'Torah. Ukfar nahagu rov halomdim lasoskein, says the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it. That's what's become developed. The rov halomdim, most people who are engaged on some level in Torah study, we continue to do so. V'isa b'shulchan aruch HaRizal, the Rizal writes, Da, shekomi shabalayla lo yashin klal. Anybody who doesn't sleep the entire evening, writes the Arizal. V'ikr, v'haya osik b'Torah, and engages in Torah study. Muvtach lo sheyashlim shnosav lo yera lo shumnezik. It's a guarantee that no trouble, no danger, no dangerous predicaments will come his way. And now writes the Magen Avraham the reason. The basic reasons, al pi pshuto, says the Magen Avraham, Siman Tov Tzadi Dal, Yisrael hayushenim kol halayla, klal Yisrael was sleeping the evening of Shavuos. V'hutzrach HaKadosh Baruch L'hoyeros, HaKadosh Baruch had to wake us up, L'kabel ator k'disa b'medrash, medrash and shir ashirim. And therefore, because we were sleeping, says the Magen Avraham, we have to be mesaken this. Utzrichim lizayir osam ne'orim kol halayla, we have to be awake all night to be mesaken, to fix that which occurred. And thus, based upon the Magen Avraham's explanation for the minik to stay up all night, al piniglas, because they, klal Yisrael, our ancestors, were sleeping, Leil Shavuos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to wake us up, therefore to be mesakin this, to fix this, we need to be awake the entire evening to engage in Torah study and to be prepared for the Kala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah. Interesting to note that the Magen Avraham's reason seems to be a reason that klal Yisrael didn't behave appropriately. But if you look in many of the Svarim, including the Chassidish Svarim, they point out that's not really what the Magen Avraham means. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mevraditchev says, do you know why they were sleeping? They were sleeping because from Rosh Chodesh already they were preparing for Kabbalah Sator. And since they were so much working hard, preparing for Kabbalah Sator and Shavuos, they were so tired that that night, that evening, punkt Leil Shavuos, they fell asleep because they were so tired in such a deep preparations. One pshat that he says, the Rebbe Yitzchak Mevraditchev says another pshat, that Klal Yisrael on a certain level expected that the Umos Olam, the other nations, would accept the Torah. They were offered the Torah first, like the Medrash says. And therefore they weren't running because they felt that there was Kedima, the other nations had Kedima, and therefore as a result of that, they weren't going to run to wake up so early. Others suggest, Pritzadik, Tzadik HaKoy, Milublin, says there was really a holy sleep. When they were sleeping, they were preparing in a certain element for the Kabbalah. Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh required some level of real, real hachana. And therefore, as a result of that, they didn't sleep that evening. Nonetheless, what's very clear is that this minhag developed slowly but surely. And indeed, it's found in the Kabbalistic Svarim, the Sifrei Kabbalah, beginning with the Zohar, to the Svarim and the Kisvei Ari, and Talmidei Ari, Talmidei Reb Chaim Vital. But, of course, based upon the Shlach HaKadosh and certainly the Magen Avraham's explanation, al pi nigla, as to why this is done, the Chok Yaakov, the Maimer Mordechai, as well as the Magen Avraham, the Mishmur, noting that Rov Lom Demosimken, that this has become popular, certainly allowed this minig to develop in a much more powerful and a much, much stronger way. But what are you supposed to learn? Person has 5 hours, 6 hours, 4 hours, Leil Shavuos, what should you learn? So if you look in the Kesavim of the Arizal, and if you look in Reb Chaim Vital, the Talmidim, the Shlach HaKadosh already organizes an entire Tikkun Leil Shavuos, and that's why it's referred to as Tikkun Leil Shavuos, the Shlach HaKadosh, Mesech HaShavuos, Perek Ner Mitzvah notes, based upon earlier sources, couldn't trace him. There were organized pamphlets, leaflets, monographs that were published in terms of what should be learned, and they were a collection of different Ksavim from Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebalpeh. There was certain psukim in Breishis, certain psukim in Shmos. They skipped to Mishnayos, and there were certain different readings that were focused on the entire evening. And indeed, the Nesivus himself, Rabbi Yaakov Melissa and Derech HaChaim, Dinei Chag HaShavuos Sif Beis, the Prima Gadim and Eshel Avram at the beginning of Simchat Tov Tzadik Dalet, the Sod Shor Shavuot and Shar Tishi, Perek Yud, all right, that's what should be done. So much so the Chassam Sofer himself, as well as the Aderes, those great Gedolim, that's also what they did. They read the Tikkun of Leil Shavuos. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach quoted in Halicha Shlomo Perek Shnei Masar and Tzeder Leil Shavuos himself used the Tikkun Leil Shavuos, which is printed, and there are many different printings of the Tikkun Leil Shavuos. That's what they did. The Shlach HaKadosh also refers to this in the same place in Perek Mesech HaShavuos, Perek Ner Mitzvah, that this is also what was done. However, other Gedolei Yisrael took a different approach. And indeed, the Chuk Yaakov and Siman Tav Tzadidal, the Graz, the Rav Balatanya, the Shulchan Aruch Balatanya, and Siman Tav Tzadidal both write, Iker Limud Shiyav B'Torah Shebal Peh. A person should engage in learning Gemara and learning Medrash and learning Halacha and being engaged in Talmud Torah. The Chuk Yaakov writes that the institution of the Tikkun was only for people who didn't know how to learn, which is almost the opposite of what the Arizal did, of what Rechaim Vital did, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Arbach, and Ola Gedol Yisrael did. And indeed, it's true, Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank also in Chel Gimel Pesach Mikroi Kodesh also writes that Iker Limur of Bnei Yeshiva, Bnei Torah, those who understand, who know how to learn, should engage in learning Torah, real Torah Lishma, and learning Torah Shvel Peh. That's the highest form of learning. It's an unbelievable story recounted by the Maggid of Duvna, Rabbi Yaakov Krantz, who was a close relationship with the Vilna Gaon, and he had the opportunity, Shnizdamin LaVilna B'Prosa Tzaras, he once had the opportunity to spend the Yom Tov Shavuos with the Vilna Gaon. The first night of Shavuos, they both stayed up, as was the Minug, B'Tfusas Yisrael, as the story is printed. You could take a look both in the Sefer Pardes Eliezer, as well as in the Sefer that was recently printed last year, Mesam Chilev, Tikkun Leil Shavuos, who also notes this. And the Gra the entire night spent learning the Tikkun Leil Shavuos. But the Magid Megubna, on the other hand, spent the entire evening learning Halach and Agada. And at the end of the evening, the Vilna Gaon asked the Dubna Magid, why were you not learning the Tikkun Leil Shavuos? That's what I did. Why are you engaged in learning other aspects of Torah? And the Dubna Magid said, because you, Vilna Gaon, the entire year are engaged in the depth and plummeting the depths of Torah study, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh. Therefore, Leil Shavuos, you could read selections from Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh, and for you, that's sufficient in order to encompass the entire Torah. You could sort of speak to the entire Torah Leil Shavuos. But me, the entire year, I'm not engaged in the depths of Torah study. Therefore, this evening, I need to see a sampling and a sprinkling of different types of Limud HaTorah from Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalpeh, Torah Sanigla, and Torah Sanistar. Thus, we see that throughout the Doros, there was this tension in terms of how the evening should be spent. Some do both, and certainly in Sfardish circles and Hasidish circles, the former approach is the popular approach, learning the Tikkun Leil Shavuos as it's been printed and as it's been passed down for generations and hundreds of years. Others, more in the Ashkenazi circles and yeshivas and the like, the evening is spent in the deepest study of Torah Shebaal Peh. There's a fascinating question which is raised. Is this minug both on Laila Rishon as well as on Laila Sheni Shal Shavuos? So we know it's already raised and pointed out that the Gedolim already felt it was inappropriate that everybody should be engaging in this limud on the first night, but for two nights. And indeed, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur writes that it's inappropriate. You can't tell people to do this. It's Einat Sibri Chum Lamar, but it's a gzera that nobody can do. However, there's an unbelievable story quoted by the Shlach HaKadosh again, Mesech HaShavuos, Perek Ner Mitzvah. Worthwhile to see this story inside that the Shlach HaKadosh recounts from the Ksavim, from the writings of Rav Moshe Cordovero. Moshe Cordovero was the author of Lecha Dodi, the well-known Sefer as well, Manos Halevi on Megillas Esther. And Shlomo Alkibitz writes that he spent the evening of Shavuos learning with the Beis Yosef, with the Beis Yosef Karo. And toward the middle of the evening, by Chatzos, they had a visit. And the visit wasn't by a person, wasn't by a human being, was by a malach, that a gilui of a malach who came to greet them and visit them and told them that they're engaging in learning of Torah Leil Shavuos, and it's been a long time, and many people don't do that. And the malach came and explained to them that they are saving the world and they're involved in learning Torah on such a great level. We heard this voice, it was a great voice, very clear. Everybody heard it, he writes. However, we couldn't even raise our eyes to look because we were so frightened and overwhelmed. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes this from Rav Shlomo Alkibetz, recounting what exactly the Malach, the Gilui from Shemayim, said. He said, if only you were 10 people here, you can't imagine the power that that would have. And it's so beautiful to read the writing of Shlomo Alkibetz, where he explains the koach, the power, the unbelievable opportunity and obligation that we have to learn Torah Leil Shavuos. But then he goes on and continues and he says that the next morning, both of Shlomo Alkibetz, as well as Rabbi Yosef Karo, told their colleagues, their friends, you won't believe what occurred. We had a gilui, we had a revelation. A malach min hashamayim came, and all the colleagues felt bad that they weren't there. And they decided that they would spend the second night of Shavuos learning Torah. And maybe they would have the zchus, the merit to again see this great malach appear to them again. V'hoya hayom, and it was that evening that the same thing happened, because they were 10 people learning. The malach came earlier and applauded them and told them, you're doing the right thing, you're doing the correct thing. It was that evening that the Magid told them that Rabbi Shlomo Alkibetz and Rabbi Yosef Karo should move to Eretz Yisrael. They were still in Chutz Laretz. They were learning both in Leil Rishon as well as Leil Sheni Yeshuas. And indeed, of course, that's what happened. Rabbi Shlomo Alkibetz and the Beis Yosef both went, emigrated, moved to Eretz Yisrael, lived in the city of Tzfas, where, of course, the great leaders of Rabbi Shlomo Alkibetz and Rabbi Yosef Karo, of great, great fame, and what they gave to Klal Yisrael in Torah, in Nistar, and in Nigla is clearly well known. But many point out from this story, as well as Rabbi Shlomo Alkibetz writes toward the end, and it's quoting the Shlach Kodesh again, make sure not only do you stay up night one, but stay up night two as well. And of course, that's not so easy for many. It's not easy to stay up night one. But certainly, this would be a source not only to stay up night one, but to stay up night two as well. But as pointed out, Rabbi Yaakov Emden himself points out that this is not something so simple, it's not something so easy, and therefore it's Gzeirish Ein Hatzibur Yichol Lamud Ba. But I'd like to conclude, what do I do? And what should be done? Many people always ask and wonder, should I stay up all night? Should I not stay up all night? If I stay up all night, I know if I'm going to make it through the next day. I'm going to be fetchy. I'm going to be a grouch. I'm not going to be able to have the sudos properly. I'm going to sleep all morning. I'm going to get tired in the afternoon. I could probably even accomplish more if I don't stay up all night. And I'll have a Seder in the morning, in the afternoon, and I'll be more organized, put together. What should I do? I found that this question was posed to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach, again, the Sefer HaLicha Shlomo Chag HaShavuos, Perek Shnei Masar, and a footnote there in Orchos Halacha, number 13, Pam Amar Lefan of Talmud, a Talmud, a student of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach, asked him, Shilafi Tivo, according to his nature, Im Yanir Balayli Yishtabish Alav, he's going to get all worked up and confused, and he's not going to have the Kochos. Kol Seder Hayom Shalach of the whole next day is going to be ruined, V'kosher Alav Adover Biyoser, and it's going to be extremely difficult for him. What should he do? Shaila of the week. What should he do? This was the question that was posed to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach. V'heishiv Rabbeinu, she'amnam nachanhu. He's right. She'kishel atzmo hayuroi she'bekonda yishkav lishan kitzarko. For you personally, for you, I understand, go to sleep. However, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, klal gadol hu b'kekonda. There's a big klal. There's a big rule, a big yisod I want to share with you. She'hanhaga she'nispashto v'niskabla b'kerv kol ariyam v'lomdim. That's something that has been accepted in all klal Yisrael, as we have seen from the Shlach Kodesh, from the Magen Avraham, from the Mishnah Berurah, from the Chok Yaakov, from the Maamar Mordechai, and all of klal Yisrael has taken upon themselves to stay up Leil Shavuos. Yesh lehizar ba'atzmo, you should be careful with such a minute. V'chein lechanech is based on, you should teach your children l'siyaches lekach b'kovid rosh, to treat this minug very seriously and not lightly. U'lishtande leilech b'derech zon, you should try to do as follows, to stay up. And therefore, benidon didan kevin shekach minug alomdim b'chol makom, as told Moshe Mazam, since this has become the custom amongst most lomdim throughout the world, v'im lo yina kach ula yechashiv adar b'enei b'nei beiso, kekalos chas hashem, maybe his community, maybe his children, maybe his family will see that he's taking things lightly.
He should try to continue this minig, even though it's difficult for him. Even though he's going to be sleepy, he's going to be crutchy, he's going to have a hard day. What do you do? And what should we do? What should somebody do? And what do you do? Le'al Shavuos. Of course, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is teaching us a big, big and important point. That something which has taken root in Klal Yisrael needs to be really, really taken seriously. But at the same time, of course, for some people it's very difficult, it's very complicated. And staying up all night, you're just going to sleep. And of course, we all know the Klal in Chazal, Yoshev Batal Kiyashin Dami. If you're doing nothing all night, you may as well sleep. What are you accomplishing? Just like in Rosh Hashanah, we know the Ramah says the minhag is not to sleep. You don't have a sleepy year. But of course, the Rizal said if you're going to just do nothing and battle and speak Lashon Hara, better to sleep. So I think here would be the same thing. A person has to make a serious accounting, a cheshbon, a nefesh. How am I going to spend the evening? What am I going to do? Can I accomplish? Can I not accomplish? Maybe I should think in advance and set up a seder, set up a chavrusa, go to shiurim, and set up a way that there are things that can be accomplished that evening in Torah, because there's no question that dedication and commitment to this will reap great, great fruits, not only for you, but for your own family, that children, family members see that you take the study of Torah so seriously, stay up the entire evening, one night a year, Leil Shavuos, Kabbalah, I'm preparing for that. But if I can't do it, at least something. At least a person should push a little bit more than usual. So I should try to maybe come to shul, to shir, to set up a chavrusa, to learn at home, to go to sleep later. On some level to be mesiyaches, to Leil Shavuos differently than any every night of the year. I'm not going to go to bed at the same time. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to push, because this is what Shavuos is about. Shavuos is about Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It's Kabbalah Satorah. It's the din of Kabbalah Satorah for the entire year, the Shlach Kaddish writes, and the Svarim HaKadoshim writes. So this is when we're being judged for the Torah that we're going to learn the entire year. And therefore, if this is a minhag that's become Mikubo, even though it started slowly and crept into Klal Yisrael, it began with Tzadikim and Chasidim. But of course, as it's been pointed out by many of the Svarim, you can look in the Padre Siglazer, quoting the Munkach Rav, that notes that it's not just for tzaddikim and chassidim, it's for everybody. The Torah, kol arotz elitol yavav yital, the keser kahuna is for the kohen, the keser malchus is for the melech, but the keser Torah, kol misha yavo yavav yital, anybody who wants it can grab it, can take it. You have to work hard, and sometimes it's difficult. But if there's any ever time that a person should make an effort and a person should try just a little bit more and a little bit harder, this might just be the time. So this explains to us a little bit about the source and the history of the minhag, the notion of what should be learned, and the machlokas that exists and did exist, what can be learned, and of course the story one night, both nights, and the minhag of Rav Moshe Cordovero, Shlomo Alkabetz, and Rabbi Yosef Karo. And of course, l'maisa, the approach of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and what we can do, Be'ezus Hashem, everybody should be zocha to take advantage of the week ahead of the Shlosha Simi Hagbalah as we approach Zman Matan Torah Seinu, and to tap into the opportunity to learn Torah. Of course, a rina shel Torah nikneis ela balayla, and there's a chut shel chesed, the opportunity to learn at night is awesome forever. But dafka leila Shavuos, and we shouldn't forget, of course, that the days are long as well on Shavuos. And we could take advantage of that time, that opportunity as well. So although there's no mitzvah sayom, there's no dalamim, there's no sukkah, there's no matzah, there's no morah, there's no shofar, there's no inuyim, but we could tap into the kedusha sayom and tap into kuchibrichu via raisa chadhu in a way that's more dramatic and a way that's more powerful, and to concretize our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, not through an intermediary, not through a mitzvah, but through the Torah itself, the kala, and we will be machshit, and we'll put the tachshit and the beautiful jewelry to adorn the kala with, to be zoch emir tzashem, to yamtiv, to kabbalah satara, shri zoch, to mashiach tzidkenu, bimher v'yameinu, amen.